Well, the producer, Wendy Love, joins me now. Now, Wendy, you have a young daughter who is starting her journey into art.
Yes, and I'm trying not to project my terrible ability onto her. But yes, she is enjoying it. And her preschool actually focused on the visual arts last term and invited the parents to a little gallery show recently so the kids could show off their work. I went along, of course, and just had to bring my mic to capture the cuteness of all the 4 and 5-year-old budding artists. And full transparency here, this little audio postcard opens with my daughter, Evangeline, and her friend, Imogen, who were just giddy with excitement on the afternoon of the show, as you can hear when I asked them this. Where are you girls going?
The art show. We made something beautiful for the art show.
And the art gallery starts at 4:30.
My name's Rebecca and I'm the teacher at Rosalie C&K Kindergarten. We've tried to make it feel like a gallery by having the piano playing in the foyer. We've had the paintings backed so that it looks like they're part of an art gallery. We've just added little descriptions around the room to show the processes that we've been going through and share the story of the children's art a little bit.
My name is Aston. I love painting kids and I love painting mummies and daddies and I love painting muddy puddles.
What do you like to do in muddy puddles?
Jump in it.
And what did you use to make that one?
I made it with all the paper. I made that one, that one.
And what's that one on top?
It's another muddy puddle.
It's a theme you have going.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the materials we've been using are lead pencils, pastels, paints, clay, wire. We've been learning different art techniques such as printing with foam, marble painting, watercolours and doing self-portraits.
What's your name?
Avi.
And what am I looking at? Is this one of your pieces?
It's a squashy rainbow. There's red, blue and that's purple.
Ori's dad, Ed, holds him up high, so he's about the same height as his artwork.
Well, this one's great, actually. It almost looks like an ultrasound of sort, but I didn't know he had such an artistic flair, but it's great to see.
I head over to a table in the middle of the room. On top sit little sculptures made from clay, beads, and wire. I meet Mackenzie, who shows me the little anthill she's created.
It's a bunch of holes, and the ants can go live in it.
And a lot of people put the beads on the wire, but you chose not to do that. Why did you choose not to?
I put a little few beads there.
Yeah, you just wanted to put them directly on the clay?
Yes.
What's your favorite thing to draw at home?
Make a house and draw a picture of my family outside it. I sort of let my brain think to decide what to draw.
Oh, okay. So you just when you're in the moment, you decide what you're going to make?
Yeah.
Lovely. Well, thank you so much for talking to me.
You're welcome.
Back with the teacher, Rebecca. She tells me they also took inspiration from books.
So we looked at the story The Dot by Peter Reynolds. And that was just to provoke a feeling of ability in the children. You just have to start with making a mark and you move on from there. Everyone can be an artist.
Producer Wendy Love there at C&K Community Kindergarten in Rosalie in Brisbane.